It's on the side from the left towards the bottom, on the left hand column. Okay, if you recall, just a short review, Rabbeinu Zal, we had mentioned that this title was said regarding the bris of Rabbeinu Zal's son by the Shalom Zacha, right after the Shalom Zacha. And Rabbeinu Zal had seen Rabbi Moshe Zal's shoe wasn't on right, it was crooked, and Rabbeinu Zal said, your shoe has upon him like a patch upon him. And that was when he went into the whole discussion. Rabbeinu Zal said that in those words was Merum was the whole Seh Kalanas HaRizal on Mila. And this is when he began talking about the whole union of an Amor Bas Shisha Tefachim, and he explained the whole union of Tefach, all the different forms that Tefach takes on. And then he showed how this is all associated to the Tzadik Emes, who is Bechinas Bris. That's why all of these different types of Tefach are connected to the Tzadik Emes. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'lechem Haponim Hu Bechinas Bris. There's another item that's also an union of Bris, besides the Tzadik Emes, and that's the Lechem Haponim. As the pasuk says about the lechem haponim, v'yayim haShabbos yachenu lefnei Hashem, he should prepare it before Hashem on Shabbos. Bris olam. We see that the word bris is used here also. V'nemar bohem, and it's written about the lechem haponim. V'yosis oloi mizgeres toifach losoriv. You should make a small gateway like around the shulchan, and note it uses the word tefach there also. The Alkane period. On Shabbos, in the Zmiris that we say on Shabbos morning, you have shown there the whole inyan that the Lechem Haponim is an inyan of bris. Where do we see it? We say, Yegalilon Tame, may Hashem reveal to us the secret, the Betresa Name, of the 12 breads. The Lechem Haponim was set up 6 and 6. Six chalas and six chalas. The inun os bishmei, they correspond to a letter in Hashem's name, kvila uklisha, which is double and folded over. Which letter in Hashem's name? Yud ke vav ke. The vav is 6. Vav is vav. It's doubled over. And this is the whole side of the lechem aponim, the 12 chalas of the lechem aponim, which were divided into 2 sets of 6. 2 sets of 6 lechems. This was the lechem aponim. This is the letter Vav in Hashem's name, which refers to the bris kodesh, the Vav, Yisoid, the Tikkun HaBris, which is the Tzadik Emes. And this is why, note, the lechem aponim was divided into 2 groups, 2 racks of lechem. Twice lechem, we said many times, is Bigimatria Yosef, showing that that's also the union of the Tzadik, the union of bris. So we see how lechem haponim is an union of bris. Rabbeinu Zal says now, so that's why lechem aponim is also an union of bris. V'alkein mikras habachino hamikabelis hashishot tefachim anal mitpachas. That's why the item which receives the shisha tefachim, which receives the bris kodesh, is also called a mitpachas. Kama shekosuv, as we find by Rus, Boaz told her, hovi hamitpachas, bring the kerchief. She was holding a kerchief. He told her to bring her kerchief over. For what purpose? So that he would give her 6 measures of barley, as we're going to see in a second. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki zeh hoyo bakashoso. This was Rus's request to Boaz. What was her request? Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, Uporasto knofecho ala mosecho. Please spread out your wings over your servant, your maidservant, meaning protect me. She was asking Boaz for protection, that he should look after her. She was asking for the wings, which we mentioned in the beginning of the Torah, the Sheish Knofayim, which are the union of the Tikkun HaBris of Boaz. Boaz is the symbol of Tikkun HaBris. Shehein Bechinas HaShisha Tvachim Kanal. This is the union of the Shisha Tvachim, which we mentioned in the beginning of the Torah. Okay, and that's why the pasuk says there, Vayomer lo, Boaz told her, Hobi hamit pachas, bring over your kerchief, note, miloshen tefach, and the pasuk says, Vayomer lo, sheish soirim, he measured off for her 6 measures of barley, 6. Shehim bechinas shisha tefachim, sheish knofayim. This corresponds to what we discussed in the beginning of the Torah, the shisha tefachim, the sheish knofayim, all referring to the meaning of Tikkun HaBris, because Boaz was the symbol of Tikkun HaBris. Boaz was a tzaddik specifically in the union of Tikkun HaBris. The word of Boaz is Boaz. In him is strength. What is strength? Ezehu Gibor HaKodesh HaYitzrei. Which Yetzihara? Nikod Yitzrabi Shalawayan. The main Yetzihara that it takes strength to conquer is the Yetzihara of Bihama Bris. Period. Now Rabbeinu Zal discussed, gave a whole introduction with this topic of the six Knofayim of Kiddusha, the Shesh Knofayim of Kiddusha, which correspond to the Amo Bat Shisha Tvachim, which correspond to the union of the Tzadik Emes, which correspond to the union of the Lechem Aponim. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go off with a little bit of a discussion on the side, which is also going to be perfectly connected with what we had here, but this is on the side of Klipa now. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'yesh Nachosh, there is a snake, Unamola B'seich Piho, it has an ant in its mouth, V'zois Hanamola Ein Lanaycho B'vadai, and this ant surely has no rest, Machmas Shehi B'teich Piho Shel Nachosh, because she is in the mouth of the snake. This snake sometimes walks and sometimes flies. The difference between walking and flying is in flying, he can fly in a second a large distance. But in walking, he goes a little bit at a time. Kederech ha'chilech, like one who walks, shehu tenua kaveda, that's a heavy motion. Walking is a heavy treading. Now Rabbi Nizal says, ubechol hadiburim roim shenedabrim, all the evil words which people speak, ubefrat kishehim noigim al tzadikim ugedailim, especially when these evil words are against tzadikim and gedailim, ba'elu hadiburim heim oisim k'nafayim anachash. With these words, they create wings for this snake, sheyuchal la'ifeif, that the snake should be able to fly. Ki al yidei diburim kedoshim, Rabbi Nizal says, when there is dibur of kedusha, oisim k'nafayim mikdusha, they create wings of Kiddusha, the Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ubal Kenofayim Yagidavar, the master of wings, will speak the words. So we see that Dibur is associated with Kenofayim, that through Tikkun HaDibur, the Kenofayim are okay. Havel Be'ilu HaDiburim Roim, but through Diburim Roim, Isin Kenofayim LaHanochosh, they create wings for this snake, the wings of this snake oppose the six wings of Kiddusha. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki hadibur yetze mikanfei reyo. We know that where does dibur come from? Dibur comes from wings. Which wings? The wings of the lungs. The lungs are referred to as kanfei reyo. They're shaped like wings, the lungs. Al kein nasa mimenu b'chinas knofayim l'hanochosh. Therefore, when the dibur is klipo, when the dibur is messed up, it creates wings for the nochosh. Ki hadibur yoitze nishis is koin dekona. Because note, dibur is also connected to the union of yisoi, the union of six, because the dibur comes from the six rings of cartilage that are found in the trachea. Shehu neged hashesh knofayim shalakusha, which corresponds to the six knofayim of Kiddusha. Note that what is the kone? The kone is the trachea, which consists of these six rings of cartilage. Note that the word kone itself, kuf nun hei, is bigematria yosei, with the kone. The word kone, showing that the kone, which is composed of six rings, that's the union of yosei, the union of tikkun habris, the union of the tzaddik, the union of the lechem aponim. So therefore, when dibur of kedusha comes forth, it comes from the lungs, which are knofayim, the kanfei reya. It comes up through the trachea, which is also yisoid, and it comes out and it creates knofayim to kedusha. It creates the spechina of yisoid of kedusha. When the diburim roim come out, it could chas v'shalom create a wings for this nachash to be able to fly, which harms this ant. All of this is going to be explained soon. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'hanochosh, what is this snake? Heim elu hachachomim lohora, these are the evil chachomim, hachokrim philosopho, v'apikursis, who delve into philosophy and apikursis, kemoi shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, chachomim heim lohora, ulehetiv lo yodu, that these are chachomim for evil, they use their chachma for evil, and good they don't know. Shehem rak chachamim lahora. They are chachamim whose chachma does harm. Sheim yirtzu leishtamish bechachmasam lahitiv lo yuchlu. If they should ever want to use their chachma for good, they're not capable of doing it. Vehein bechinois hanochosh. They are the concept of a nochosh, because we know that the nochosh was also an inyan of chachma. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, vahanochosh hoyo orum mikol chayos hasodeh. That the nochosh was the wisest, the slyest of all the chayos hasodeh. So we see that the nochosh was also an inyan of chachma, but a chachma de klipa, chachma of damage. Vayidei diburim roim oisim knofayim lachachomim elu. Through diburim roim, a person creates knofayim for these chachamim, for these philosophers, shehem bechinas hanochosh, sheyuchlu lo'uf vilefroyach, to give them the capability to fly. What does this mean? Haynu shemeoifethes umispashetes chachmosom vatikursis shalahem bo'ilam. You give them the power to spread their chachma quickly. They're given the power, like when a person flies, he goes very quick over a large distance. A person who speaks diburim roim gives them the power to spread their chachma quickly, like in a flying motion. Umazik ma'oid la'olam, and this causes tremendous damage to the world. That's number one. Vegam b'chakirusam bi'atzmom, and even when these chachamim simply study for themselves, they don't spread this stuff. Their own studying alone, heim ma'oifethim. There also, there is a concept of flying. K'maynishi yishle seichel ma'ufof, like a person who has a fleeting mind, a mind that goes quick. Hainu, shesichlam ma'ifeg b'mehivus, their mind flies, the thoughts fly at a rapid pace, v'nifach lehem chachmasa ma'id, and the chachma opens up tremendously to them. If they're given the power to think quickly, they're able to think up more and more philosophical ways of thinking, which means their chachma becomes embellished more and more. Avol im ein lahanochosh knofayim, but if this snake is not given wings, people don't speak diburim roim, they don't provide diburim roim for this nochosh. Azai ein lahanochosh rak bechinas halichom. Then all the nochosh can do is walk. Meaning, haynu she'ein lahachachomim lohora hanal rak ma shechaykmen beinom levein atzmom. These evil philosophers are all only given the power to philosophize among themselves. Ve'einom ma'oifethim ba'olam. They don't fly out. Their chachma doesn't spread throughout the world. They can't do damage to the world. Only to the ones who are right next to them, close to them. Their students, and their close friends. But at a distance from them, they can't cause any damage. Like one who is walking, walking can only be short distances. He can't go quickly to a distant place as one who is flying would be able to. Hainu, meaning, by the lack of the Burim Roim, this causes the fact that their Chochma should not open up as much. Oh, sorry, I skipped it. The Gam, not only doesn't their Chochma fly large distances to get to other people, but v'gam beinom levein atzmon ein sichla ma'ifeh. Also, between them, that among themselves, they're not, their minds aren't given the power to fly, meaning to think quickly. Hainu she'ein niftach lehem ha'chochma kol kach. Their wisdom doesn't open up to them as much. They're not given the power to delve deeply, quick, to be able to think deeply, quickly. Ve'ein ha'ma'ifetim u'mehir b'chochma shelahem. They don't fly and go quickly with their chochma. Rak. They're only given the power to think in their chachma slowly, like one who's walking, who goes at a slower type of pace. And also, in this that they do damage to other people with their chachma, who lack the bechinas halicha. Again, the process is slowed down by a lack of supply of the burim roim. This whole process is slowed down. The chachma doesn't fly quickly into the hearts of those in whom they're trying to transplant this chachma. Meaning, rak shenikvak tsas lahamoyach. The chachma attaches itself a little bit to the brains of those whom they're trying to teach. Avol einoi nichnas ba'oimik letoich halei v'hamoyach. But it doesn't enter deeply into the heart and the Moyach. Note here you see exactly what we said on Shabbos from Rabbi Ezra HaKlippon. Ubo HaLev Maven, that the Lev is specifically an union of Sechel. The Lev is Margish Dvorim Sichlim. Avol Kishayesh Lehem Chas Vishon Knafayim Midiburim Roim Kanao. But when these philosophers are given wings through the Diburim Roim, which come from the Kanfei Reyob, Azai Sichlam Oifet Kanao, then their Sechel flies. Vigamazik Lemerachayk, it does damage even at a distance. As one who is flying, he flies in one shot to a distance. And when they're mistaken, chachma flies. It enters into the minds and hearts of the ones whom they're trying to poison with tremendous depth, and it causes a tremendous amount of damage. So here we see the power of oif. You recall we mentioned at the beginning of the Torah that oif is also an union of tikkun abris. The word oif is begematria yosef, exactly, also tikkun abris. This power of oif can go one of two ways. It's either the malach of kedusha with knafayim of kedusha, or else it's this nachash who is also a type of bird who's given the power to fly and spread the chokhmah of apikorsis in the world. Interesting, those who remember, we once mentioned a chiddush that Rebbe Zalman said regarding the topic of Hanukkah. We know that which nation is it that's most known for philosophy?
Greece.
The Greeks. Yavon. Malchus Yavon or Russia, they are the ones who are noted for their philosophy. They are Apikursin philosophy. What are they? They are the Nachash. Because we know, first of all, when Adam HaRishon and Chava were hurt by the Nachash, what hurt them? The fact that the Nachash was philosophizing in Hashem's words. He caught her with a slight slip of a tongue. He said, how about eating from the tree? She said, no, Hashem said not even to touch it. He said, oh, I got her. Because all Hashem said was not to eat. You say Hashem said not to touch, he pushed her. Hashem said not to touch it or else we'll die. He pushed her against it. She saw, and he said, look, you didn't die, you see? So Hashem's, that's baloney. You must have misunderstood Hashem's words. That's Chakira, philosophizing in Hashem's words. That's how we got a deep and yet about everything. So we see that the Nachash is an union of philosophy, an union of Malchus Yavon. And this is why Rebbe Zal said that we know that there's always Duchra and Nukva in Kiddusha and in Klipa. This is why twice Nachash is Begimatria Yavon, exactly. Showing that the Nachash is philosophy. What is Yavon? Yud is 10, Vav is 16, Nun, Sophis, is 700. 716 is twice Nachash. Nachash is 358. Twice, so we see that the Nachash is philosophy, specifically Yavam. This ties in perfectly with what Rabbeinu Zal said here. Duchra and Nachva. Just as in Kiddusha, there's always Zohar and Keva. In Klipa also, there's the Sotan, the Nukve. This is brought throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah. There's constant reference to a Duchra and Nukva of Klipa, the Samach Man and his wife. You know, that terminology. Okay, that's what the Nachash is. Now, what is the Namala? For this, we introduce it. Rabbeinu Zal has one of his statements in Sefer Hamidos is, Rabbeinu Zal says that if a person wants to be Zeche, to be a leader among Klal Yisrael, one of the most important attributes is Zrizus, quickly, to be able to learn, to learn quick, to be fast in Avodas Hashem, to do things with speed. That's a tremendous segula to be a leader among Klal Yisrael. How do we know this? There's a pasuk in Mishlei where Shlomo HaMelech says, Lech el Namola Otzer, go to the ant, you who are lazy, and watch his ways, v'chakein, and draw chachma from the ant. Asher ein le kotzin, he has no master over him, no boss, no supervisor, and yet he works with such diligence, with such speed. In the summer, he puts away mountains and mountains of food for the winter, always being prepared well in advance, in case there'll be any kind of problem. He's always set up well in advance, putting up defenses against any type of problem. This is the Namola, Zrizus. Rabbeinu Zal says, there's a pasuk which says, Misham, Royeh, Evan, Yisrael. From there will come forth a leader for Bnei Yisrael. Misham, Royeh, Evan, Yisrael, the last letters of these words, Misham, Royeh, Evan, Yisrael, make up the word Nemola, the end. So Rav Enazal says, we see from here that what quality is there that makes a person be zeichet to be a Roya Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael? The quality of the end, which is Zrimolo Hamunach B'Seich Pi HaNochosh, the end, who is placed into the mouth of the Nochosh, who Bechinas Chochom HaDoyer. This is the Chochom HaDoyer, the Chochom of Kiddusha, Shehu Chochom HaYoshor VaHatzadik. He is the righteous Chochom, he is the Tzadik, Ubal Midas Toivos, and one who has very good qualities. Umachmas Shehu Chochom Godel Dikdusha, and because he is a tremendous Chochom of Kiddusha, V'nichnas Be'elu HaChochmois, and he enters into these Chochmois, he is required to enter a little bit into the study of philosophy, into these Limudim, as we're going to have in much, much more elaborate detail in the next Torah that we're going to have. When these chachamim of klipo, the philosophers, nichnosim b'chakirosom, when they enter into their chakira, lachkor be'ilu hachochma, is to enter into philosophy, oz yesh loy tzar godol ma'od. Then this tzaddik has tremendous pain from this. And he has to go through a tremendous battle with them. With this nochosh whom we spoke about, meaning these chachamim lahara. Because all types of bilbulim and false emunos try to be misgaber against this chacham adur. And this is a type of false bitachon. Shemizgaber olav bitachon boigeid. There is misgaber against the chacham of kedusha, a false bitachon. She'enoi bitachon sholem ve'emes karoi, not a real bitachon. Shezeh bechinas emunas kuzvius. This is the union of emunas kuzvius, false emunas. Vezehu bechinas. This is what the pasuk says in Mishlei. Shein roye v'regel mu'edes niftach boigeid. That a wandering tooth and a foot that strays, what is that? That is a false bitachon. A false bitachon is like a wandering tooth. It eats what it's not supposed to, and it walks where it's not supposed to, which is the union of bitachon, a pegamen bitachon. Hainu shezeh hamiftach boigei, this false type of bitachon, hu bechinas shen royes hachochom. This is the teeth which bite into the chochom like, Shehu hanamola shebetech piya kanal, which refers to the ant which is in the mouth within the teeth of the nochosh of the satan. Ki machma shehu chacham, because he is a chacham. V'nichnas v'avodas Hashem, and he enters into avodas Hashem. Mizgabrim olav elu habilbulim, the most kuzvius b'yaser. These bilbulim and false emunas try to attack him tremendously. V'tzarech leitamid milchama gedayla imohim, and he constantly has to fight a tremendous battle with them. Ubein kishehanochosh choylech, ubein kishehu ma'ifev, yesh lo etzar godol umelchama gedayla. And whether the nochosh is walking or flying, this chacham of kedusha suffers tremendously. Rak, however, shebevadai be'eis ho'afifo, tzaroi godol yoyser ma'id. At the time that the nochosh is flying, the pain of this namola is much more. The inlay shum necho, the namola has no rest. Bein kishahu hoylech, bein kishahu ma'ifeh. Whether the nochosh is walking or flying, this namola gets no rest. When is the only time that this namola does get rest? Rak sheyesh memutza bein hahalicha ubein ha'afifa. There is an intermediate state between flying and walking. Vehu be'eis shepoisek ha'afifa. That's at the time that he stops the flying motion, and he lowers himself from flying, from above below, to below, as the birds who fly, at a time that he wants to spiral down and lower himself, he hovers. In other words, he stops flying, he just stretches out his wings, and he swoops down in a resting motion like. Rav Enazal says, "Va'azai yesh lahanamola hanal meicha." That's the only moment where this namola gets rest. Because at that time, the Nochosh is not walking and not flying. But Ben Ezra says, Ki yesh kamo itim shehachachamim naichim ve'enem choikrim. There are many times when these chachamim rest and they don't have chakira, kigoyim ba'ez sheino v'achilo, when they're sleeping or eating. Va'oz yesh naichol ha'chacham. That's when the chacham, the kusha, has rest. Shehu b'chinas ha'nemola shebetech piyo. He is the namola in the mouth of the nachash. Ki ha'chacham hu b'chinas namola. Because we know that a chacham is referred to as a namola. Kemay shekasev, as the pasuk says, Leich el namola otzel. Go to the ant, you who are lazy, re'ei derocheho, study her ways, v'chakein, and become wise. Note the word chacham. Ki ze ha'chacham malamed das v'dati Hashem elohom. This chacham is the one who gives forth das and the dati Hashem to the people. Now the Papuas L'chacham explains that we see here the connection again. If you recall, the previous Torah, we said in Teres Samachalef that Rabbeinu Zal was referring to Rav Nosson Zal at the time, and he was talking about giving smicha, the whole meaning of giving smicha to those who are worthy, etc., etc. The Rechatan Shavuim Zal had mentioned that the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Zal understood that at that time he was giving a type of smicha to Rav Nosson Zal. And Rav Nachman Shavuim Zal continues that here we have a type of continuation. What was the incident here? Rav Nosson Zal came in, his shoe was crooked, and Rabbeinu Zal reprimanded him, and said, your shoe is not right. He said, your shoe looks like someone who gets slapped in the face where his face turns around. And Rav Nachman Shavuim Zal explains this is the whole side of this Torah. Rav Nosson Zal was the one who was, Rav Nosson Zal was testifying that he would be the one who would be a Chacham Hador, one who would spread Emunah specifically to the generations. And that's why against him specifically, this Miftach Boge, this false type of Bitochon, tries to attack him, tries to hurt him. What is Bitochon? An union of Regel. Note we said the union of Regel Muedes. And this is the whole story. The Arizal says why a person is required to wear shoes. Because we know that when the Kripos want to latch on to a person, where do they latch on? To the feet. Ragleho Yerdes Modes. It's the feet that they try to latch on. This is why Rav Ezra was warning him specifically, you have to be exceptionally careful to watch your feet, to watch your miftach boge, to be careful that it should be 100% intact, in order that you should be able to teach the people the das that you want to teach them. And this is also connected with the whole item that we have here. Rav Ezra had mentioned previously that the tzaddik sometimes shows a ponim of chesed, sometimes a ponim of then he turns away his face, in order that he, in other words, he accepts yisurim upon himself, in order that there should be shefa for the rest of the world. But Nachman Shavuim Zal says, obviously, if Rav Nosson Zal's shoe was in such bad shape, it's because he was very poor at the time. He wasn't in a position to be able to have good shoes, to be able to have good clothing. This is why Rav Nosson was giving him his chaskas sort of, to let him know that I want you to, that your shoe has a ponim v'apachim ponim, that there are times when the tzaddik hador, the chacham hador, has to have this yisurim upon himself, this turn around, this upside-downness, in order that the rest of the world should be able to do a shefa. He accepts Yisurim upon himself so that the shefa can be disseminated around the rest of the world, around the rest of the people. And we'll finish. We have this last paragraph. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh soid ma she'omar ha-sovo. This is the soid which the Sovo Kadisha explained to Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zahonis Talmidim in Mishpotim. What did he say? He said, Man hu nochosh deporach ba'aviro. Who is this snake which flies through the air, the ozil bipruda, and travels separated, in a state of separation, benkach ubenkach is necho, in between this and this, there is rest, lechad namola, to a certain singular end, the shochiv bein shinoi, who rests between the teeth of this nochosh, meaning, היינו בחינס הנוח השנה על דפורך באווירו שפריחוסוי על ידי הואווירים. What gives this nochosh the power to fly? The bare air that's generated through diburim roim. Al yedei diburim roim shenasimim knofayim. This creates wings for this nochosh. The ozil bipruda. And this snake goes in pirud. What does this mean? היינו שאין לוי רק בחינס הליכו. He doesn't only have the act of walking. Shekisha knofayim nikdusha him kedikunoi. Kishek knofayim nikdusha. When the wings of Kedusha are in proper manner, and the Nochash doesn't draw wings from the Diburim Roim, all he has is the act of Halicha, the Ozil Bipruder. This is what's meant when we say he goes in a state of separation, Pivud. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Nechescha Anovi, the Kanfehem Prudais Melamalo. Their wings were severed from above, meaning separation means lack of being able to fly. When the wings are separated, it means it's not able to fly, meaning the state of walking. Hainu, Bechinu is Kanfe HaKdusha. This refers to the Kanfe HaKdusha. When the Kanfe HaKdusha, over there, in Yecheskel, it's talking about the Kanfe HaKdusha. When this happens to the Knofayim of the Nochash is forced to walk. The Ozil, and he walks, She'im Lerak Bechinas Halicha, meaning all he has is the Bechin of Halicha. Ki Bechinu is Halicha, Yesh Loi Tomu. Rabbein Ezra says the Bechin of Halicha, this Nochash always has. That is nothing you can do about. Certainly there is free choice for philosophers to philosophize whenever they want. Elamai, they can't fly. The only thing they can't do is fly. When wings are not provided for them from these diburim roim, all they have is the act of halicha. Benkach ubenkach. What did the Sela Kadisha mean when he said, in between this and this? Hainu, Bechinas HaMemutza, Bein HaHalicha VaAfifa, the in-between state between walking and flying, Ma Shenikra Benkach UBenkach, that which is called in-between, Shehu Bein HaHalicha Bein HaAfifa, VaAzai Yesh Lo Naicha LaHanamola DeShochel Bein Shenikanal. That's when this Namola, who is resting between the teeth of this snake, has rest. Note, interestingly, a real interesting item. We mentioned many times, Imru Tzadik Ki Toiv. The Tzadik is referred to as a Inyan of Toiv. We mentioned this many times, specifically referring to the Inyan of Tikkun HaBris. Toiv refers to the Tikkun HaBris of a Tzadik. Anybody remember how? The word Yesoid in this Parakoton is Bigematria Toiv, exactly, 17. Yud is 1, Samach is 6, gives you 7. Vav and Dalet is 10, gives you 17. Yesoid, in this Parakoton, is Begimatria Toiv. So we see that Toiv is the union of the Tzadik Yesoid, specifically. You recall, it is our own set of fabulous Chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes Yom Kippur time, when it comes Rosh Hashanah time, a person should avoid eating nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the word Egoiz is Begimatria Chet. The word egoiz is Bigimatria sin. Aleph, Gimel, 3 and 1 is 4. Vav and Zion is 13. 13 and 4 is 17, which is Bigimatria chet. How much is chet? Ches, tes, and aleph? Chet is 18. So all the Mephoshim say, why should we say that nuts is Bigimatria chet with the kailel? Egoiz is Bigimatria toni. So what could be better than that? And what is our one set over a whole set of chidushim that the Shulchan Aruch says that what's the another reason why not to eat nuts? Because nuts have a tendency to get stuck between the teeth. And on these days of Rosh Hashanah, when you're spending most of the time moving your lips, davening, it would make it much harder to daven if you have this stuff stuck between your teeth. So the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, what does this refer to? We know that we just said that there's the Nochosh, there's male and female. There's the Nochosh and the Satan. The Nochosh and the Satan. Nochosh is snake. Satan is snake. They're both snakes. They're both malachim of evil. They're both a term referred to this malach ra, this malach of people who does harm. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, what is this? What is it that's found between the teeth that causes problems? Note, in this word Satan, and in the word Nochosh, both words, the outside letters are Shin and Nun, Shame, Tooth. What's in the middle? Ches and Tes. Ches and Tes is Bigimatria Egoiz. Chet, without the aleph, which is Bigimatria Egoiz, this is the chet that gets stuck between the teeth, Bein HaShinayim, between the teeth of Nochosh and Satan. Shame and Shame, in the center you have Ches and Tes.
Why is the Aleph missing? The Aleph stands for Hashem. Hashem is called the Alufoi Shel Olam, the master of the world. When a person commits a sin, he causes a histalkus of the Alufoi Shel Olam. He causes Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, to be removed. So we see now clearly the singing of the Shinayim and the Chet in the middle. What is this Ches and Tes also? This Ches and Tes is B'Gematria Toi. This is the Tzadik Yesoi, who is found between the teeth of this Nachosh. We said he's found between the teeth of the Nachosh. Specifically, this is the Namola, the Tzadik, the Toi, the Tikkun HaBris, the Yesoi, which is found between the teeth of the snake, between these two Shinayim, between the two Shins of Nachosh and Satan.
When he battles, he battles these two.
Not he, they battle against him. Oh, he's forced to learn this Chachma, he's forced to go into danger, and their learning of the Chachma at the same time that he's learning it causes conflict, battle, causes him to have to battle against them when it's because he is.
And this could be said about how the Aleph stands for Hashem?
Alufoi Shel Olam. Hashem is called the Alufoi Shel Olam, the master of the world. Aluf means general. Hashem is called the Aleph of the world.
So the Shulchan Aruch is that the one where you can't say Aleph?
Exactly.
But the other one is the 17, so...
It says with the Kleilam. Mm-hmm. So the Sifrei Kabbalah is, what kind of crazy thing is this? Why should I bother to say that Egoiz is B'gematria Chet, when you add the Kailel, Egoiz is B'gematria Toiv, it's fabulous. That's when they go into this fabulous explanation, which clarifies the whole idea unbelievably. Clear? Mm. Okay, let's go now. Let's finish this piece. Rabbein Azal says, Ba'azai yeshua naichol hanamolo v'shochiv ben shimita. Then, in this in-between state between flying and walking, that's when this Namola has a little bit of rest. Kanal, as we explained previously. Better place? Mm-hmm. The Bechibura, the Sin Bifluda. He starts off attached and ends off separated. The Satan is always referred to as the meaning of Pirud, separate. Machlaikis. Machlaikis is the Satan. He starts off in a state of achdus, oneness, and ends off in a state of machlekes, separation. Rabbi Nizal explains, this is what the Zohar Kodesh says there. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, Hainu she'elu ha-mechakrim, these philosophers, she'em chachamim lahora, they are chachamim for evil, she'em b'chinois ha-nochosh kanal, they are this nochosh, chachmosom v'chakilosom, hu shari b'chibura, their wisdom and their chakira, is this concept of starting off in a chibur, shetchilas chakiroso mascheles meha mechuborim, the beginning of their chakira starts off with the items that are attached, meaning mechibur chomer v'tzura, the concept of tying together substance and form, taking matter and form, and the association between the two. Chomer means matter, tzura means form, taking the matter and putting it into a specific tzimtzum. That's how their chokhmah begins, the siyum befruda, and their chokhmah ends off in separation, meaning shenistayemes chokhmosom besichlim hanifrodim. Their chokhmah ends up discussing sechel hanifrad, meaning Rabbi Nizal explains kichein derech kol chakirosom. This is how the chakir of the philosophers works. Lahaschil mechibur hachayim avatzura. First they begin to discuss the connection between matter and form, va'olim mimadrega lamadrega, and they climb from one level to the next, first they begin to discuss the matter and form of physical items, then they begin to discuss the form and matter of more delicate items, they begin to discuss the form and matter kaviyachol of upper items, meaning kaviyachol Hashem and those items, and this is where they get slipped up completely. Ad shemegim umesaynim besichlim hanefrodim, until they keep going on and on, until they get to a point where they're dealing in sechel hanifrad, meaning thinking into items which have no connection at all whatsoever, trying to connect items which have no connection whatsoever. Rabbi Nizal says, the rites in Lahasig Bachakilosom Hoenoshius, they strive to understand with their human understanding, Hamutas,
mistaken, v'hamishubashas, and messed up, ki yadua, as is known, v'hamechakrim ba'atzmom, as they themselves know, heim loitzim lahasik alidei chakirusim halor, they strive to understand through this chakira, mechibur chomer v'tzura, the connection between matter and form, as sichli and nifrodim, all types of sichli and nifrodim, Zer, this is why the Zohar Kodesh says over there about them, Shari b'chiburo v'sim b'fudo, that their chokhma starts off in items that are connected, but then they start trying to connect garbage and shmarbage, two items that have nothing, and that's when they get all messed up and lost chokhma inside, and they fall into their bottomless pit. Why we should be zeichet to emuna v'tachos ha'shemus, and to attach ourselves to the tzadik emes, the chokhma adur, who is perfected in these items, and thereby be zeichet to bring about all the kedusha that's found here. As far as connecting this, as far as the Sayyid Kavanas Hamila is concerned, this is the whole Sayyid of the Mitzvah of Mila. What is Mila? We know the Sifrei Kabbalah bring many times that there are four klipos. There are three klipos which are tmeis legamri, completely tame. They must be removed, they must be cut off, destroyed. They can't, if you allow them to draw from the kedusha, they can do a lot of damage. There's one klipa of Nega, which sometimes is nichlal into the Kedusha, sometimes not. The act of Bris Mila is an act of chituch, cutting. We cut away the three klipas tameis, then we cut away completely. The Nega, we perform the act of Priya, whereby the Nega is nichlal in the Kedusha. This is why the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word Priya, Hei Reish, Yud Ayin Hei, is Begimatria 365, referring to the Oyer of Keser, the Oyer which encompasses all 10 spheres. All 10 spheres, meaning the light of Keser, the light of Malchus, either one, because the 10 spheres are Shin, the three upper ones, Samach, the six spheres of Keser through Yisoid, the He is the Malchus Kedusha. And it's this light of Priya and Mila. What is Mila? The Sifrei Kabbalah bring it, note that the words Priya and Mila both have Yud-K in them. The letter is Yud-K, standing for the Moichin Dikdusha, a meaning of taking light from the Moichin Dikdusha with which to be Mesake in these klipos, to destroy the klipos of Tumah. Shalhedes Ko, just like on Friday afternoon, we take a hot shower, Rechitzas Maim Chaim, why? To draw the Shalhedes Ko, that's the wording that was used, which wipes out the klipos tmeis and allows the nega to be nichal in kedusha. This is why mila and priya are having them in yud k, corresponding to this shalheves ko, which is machnia the gimel klipos tmeis, the philosophers who are evil, and takes the nega, the chokhmah that can be taken from them, and brings it into kedusha. Mm-hmm. And this Rav Nachman Shugazal explains is the reason why in this Torah Ben Ezra says that the halicha there must always be, the nachash must walk, that you can't do anything about. The walking of the Nachash, that's Bechinas Maida. That must be there, Elamai, by the Chacham going into their Chachmas and learning it Bidusha B'Tara with Amuna, he's misaking the Maida. Whereas the Afifa, the flying of the snake, that corresponds to the Gimel Klippos Temeis, which are completely Tomei, which of that he has to be Machmira completely, through his Tikkun HaBris, through his union of Mila and Priya, the Yud Kei of both. With that, he's machmir these klipos completely. With this oil of chashmal, chashmal is an inyan of bina, which is the inyan of yud kei. With that, he's machmir the klipos which are tamei completely, he destroys them completely. There's much more to say about this inyan of sei kavanas leila, but for now we hold it over here. Baruch Hashem. Next week we're going to have a Torah, which is super unusual. This is a Torah that was mentioned when Fulia printed the Ravanachim's fire. This was one of the Torahs that was found there, yeah. And this Torah is unusually deep. It discusses the whole topic of the tzaddik entering into philosophy sometimes, the tzaddik emes only, and discusses the different, how he deals with it, what its purpose is, and a lot of items about it.
Has Priya sucking like from it?
Because Priya is not an act of cutting away, it's an act of taking a klipa and folding it over. Holding it over. In other words, you're leaving it there, you're just being machmiyah to an extent. You're separating it from the kedusha itself, from the bris itself.
There's a number of
there's much, I'm saying we're just touching now.
but physically you don't cut three things.
No, yeah. Not at all. The chituch is an Indian of the gimel. There are two divisions of klipos. Oh. There's the three and the one. There's orla, 3 years you're not allowed to eat the food at all. Netaravai, the fourth year, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, meaning you have to do some type of act to be machnia the klipo within this food item. Just like in Mila, there's chituch and machnia. There's much, much more. The next time we come around in Mitzvah Shem, to this Torah, we guarantee Chidushim in Mitzvah Shem.
And there only one Nemola?
The Nemola here refers to the Tzadik Emes. That's what Rabbi Moshe Rabbein. Although he mentioned that it does refer to Chachamim, Tzadikim, in general, even to Tzadikim, leaders of Klal Yisrael. Hashem. Leaders of Klal Yisrael. Hashem.